I'm Derek Cardwell. On today's Lely Radio Sports page, we are talking to a Knoxville boys soccer senior, and it is Carson Cecil. Let's get to know Carson Cecil. Carson, first question, what is a pregame or pre-match ritual you do, you have to go through when you get to the pitch?
I do a lot of music, kind of anything I'll listen to. It depends how I'm feeling on the day. And a lot of band stretching makes me feel better during the game.
Is there a favorite warm-up song or a favorite artist that you have to listen to, or is it just whatever comes to mind?
Probably anything by Drake. I'll listen to it. It gets me ready to go for the game.
And what's a post-game meal or restaurant that you have to go to?
At home, when my dad makes steak and I come home and warm it up, that's really good.
All right. Is it kind of on the grill and on the barbecue?
Yep, on the grill. It's so good, yeah.
Oh, I bet it is. Do you have a hobby that you do?
I love playing soccer. Even when we don't have practice, I'll come out here on the weekends and stuff, so I guess you'd call that my hobby.
Opposing pitch to play that maybe you've had a good game, or maybe it was a cool facility, or maybe an environment that you remember?
This winter I went down and played in Florida at Orlando City, a professional team, their training ground, really nice.
All right. What was that like, kind of being down there and, saying, wow, some of the better players in the world have put their feet on here?
Yeah, I was a part of the national selection game down there, and some of those guys, it was just unreal. And nothing against the guys in the state of Iowa. They're all good players, but some of those guys down there are unreal.
I bet they are. Favorite holiday, and why is this holiday your favorite?
I don't know if you consider this a holiday, but my birthday, it always falls on spring break, so I always get the day off from school.
Well, there you go. You know, I don't know if you'll get that in the real world, but you might. Other high school sports and activities you're a part of?
Yeah, I play baseball all summer. I enjoy playing baseball just as much as soccer.
What's your best high school sports memory?
Probably last year I scored the winning penalty kick in the sub-state semifinals against Nevada.
Yeah, that was quite a victory. Any superstitions that you have?
Not really, no. I just kind of go out there and do my thing every game.
When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grow up, and has it changed now?
When I was younger, I'm not sure. I wanted to be an astronaut at one point, and now I want to be a physical therapist. Much easier, less schooling and stuff.
Exactly. Who is your role model, and why do you look up to them?
My role model, I like to think of myself later down the line, just because I know I always can be better and try to grow each day.
Be a role model for the younger guys coming in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any siblings, and how well do you get along with them?
I got a brother who's 11 years old, and I'd say we get along every other day, you know.
on the odd and even days, Hawkeyes or Cyclones, or is it another team you root for?
I'm a Hawkeye fan.
Any favorite memory of a Hawkeye game or you attended or watched on TV?
Yeah, when we went to an Iowa game with a few of my friends when we were younger, that was a good time.
The Hawkeyes win?
They sure did.
Okay. You know, usually Hawkeyes win when you go to see a game. Favorite pro sports team, and, what's, so good, great about them that you like?
I'm a Chicago Bears fan, which I don't know if there's a lot great to say about them lately, but my dad's a Bears fan, I got to carry on the legacy.
Yeah, it's not been a good ride for Bears fans here lately. What is the best vacation you've ever been on, and what made it so great?
Best vacation? I think when we went down to Florida this winter, it was a good time. We stayed in Daytona Beach, got to enjoy Orlando too.
And where is a place that you would like to go to travel?
I want to go to London in Europe. That seems like a good time. I want to go see a soccer match over there.
I was thinking that, you want to see one of those professional soccer matches over there in the stadiums.
Yep. Yeah, that'd be great. I've seen the atmospheres over there. They're insane.
Do you have any pets, and if so, tell us about them.
I have two dogs, both very young, not young enough to be considered puppies, but they like to shed and they leave hair everywhere.
What kind of dogs are they?
I've got an Australian Shepherd and a Corgi.
Yeah, those tend to shed a little bit. If you could go on a shopping spree in any store, where would it be?
I'd either go to Nike or Lululemon.
You kids have that Lululemon thing. Is that just a really good, I know it's a pricey place, but is it, do you get a lot of your athletic equipment there, and it's really good stuff?
I think it's very comfortable. I don't personally wear it during soccer because I don't want to tear it up, but when I go to work out and stuff, I definitely wear it, and it's comfortable sportswear.
Favorite family tradition?
Probably eating dinner during Christmas or Thanksgiving.
If you came back to life as an animal, what would it be?
A bird. I'd want to be a bird.
Any type, or just a bird that can fly above everything?
Any bird that could fly. I wouldn't want to be a flightless bird.
Okay. So, okay, you don't want to be Limu the emu. We've established that. Top thing on your bucket list?
I possibly want to go skydiving one day, or one of those really high, like, bungee jumping places.
Famous person that you would like to spend a day with, it can be living or not?
Any famous person. Probably David Beckham, professional soccer player. I know he's retired now, but I'd love to meet him one day.
Get some pointers from him as well.
Yeah, that'd be great.
If you could play another sport that you don't currently participate in, what would it be?
Probably football. I'd want to be a star football player. That sounds like a good time.
Yeah. And that's the American football you're referring to.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Carson, thanks a lot for letting us get to know you here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.
Yes, thank you.